1493 Mark V. and Sherry L. Redlick, south of Road 224, 1,650 feet east of Road 44, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Sherry L. Redlick, 14294 Statenville Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sherry Redlick. I live at 14294 Statenville Road, and me and my husband are requesting a variance on our side of our property.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build a carport on our one-car attached garage, which we're going to be converting into a family room. I think we're shy just about, I don't know how the exact measurements, I didn't bring my map, but I think I submitted it. There's a 15-foot side, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
My husband knows better than I do all this stuff, and he didn't come.
Side setback requirements.
Right, and I think we're short on the left corner of the back property. We're only short about, a little over 3 feet. On the front side, we're short just a matter of less than a foot, I think, because the way the house sits on the property. So we're just asking for a variance on that to build that carport.
Okay. Can't put it on the other side.
No, our driveway's not on the other side. Unfortunately, it's on that side. And we don't have any exit doors or anything on the other side of the house. There's no windows or anything on the other side. They built it too close to the left side of our property, the house. We have a lot more room on the right side. I don't know why that was.
Okay.
So you're making your garage going
to
be a family.
We're converting a one-car attached garage to a family room, and then we want to build a carport off of that to the side, yes.
The side, okay.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about the character of the neighborhood.
Pardon me?
It's about the character of the neighborhood. Will it affect it?
No, and we have already talked. My husband personally has talked to each of our neighbors on both sides of us, and also we have the owner who owns the 50-foot right-of-way between that. There's a wooded property beside us that's a 50-foot right-of-way, and we've also talked to that owner as well, and they didn't have any they didn't oppose it at all.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Mr. Ward?
No.
Is this a Mr. Mills?
Is this a corner lot?
Is it a corner lot?
It's not a corner lot.
No.
Okay.
We have a ditch line beside us on one side, and we have the 50-foot right-of-way wooded property beside us.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,193. It's a minimum variance for relief, and it's an odd-shaped lot. And I don't think it'd be out of character in the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,493. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.